Now joining us this week on Engaging with the Enemy, we talked to former Rider and current Bomber linebacker Sam Hurrell. Sam, thanks for joining us here on the Piffles podcast this week.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me.
Now, coming back to playing Saskatchewan isn't new for you, but how different is this game seeing as it's on Canada Day and it's in the new Mosaic Stadium?
It's awesome. I'm super excited for it. I think back to it. I started in 2012 with the Riders for 3, and now I've been with Winnipeg for this will be my third year going in now with Winnipeg. So it's just seeing the rivalry the whole way, you know, going along 6 years now. And then this game being on Canada Day, opening up a stadium, you know, it's pretty exciting. I can't wait for it.
Now, looking back at your entire career, including your time in Saskatchewan, and feel free to name drop here, what's your best road trip story?
I didn't have to keep it PG, but I don't know. You know, honestly, like, I have so many. It's tough to really. I'm trying to think of some. Mainly, it's the best. The best memories are if there's like a guy or two that maybe missed the bus on the way to the airport. I remember I had 1 year where I missed the bus going to the airport, so I had to catch a taxi cab that was like I don't know. It was cost me $70 to get to the to get to the airport. So it was a Toronto, so it was a rough one. But yeah, I definitely always have a good time on the road with teammates. It's fun because you get isolated in a small area together. And if you do stay overnight or the night before, you know, you get to know each other really well, and you get a lot of great memories through that.
Nothing funny ever happened at the hotel to you and your teammates?
I'm trying to think. Oh, 1 year, I think we had a coach call on us, do a dorm check each night. And we got him pretty good. I was waiting for him in my bed. I was sitting there with my ass out naked. I lay on the bed saying, "Hey, coach, I'm here. I'm here for the night." So good one.
So when you're not practicing, working out, watching film, that kind of stuff, what keeps Sam Hurrell busy?
I spend my off season in Calgary, and I go back there. I've been working on my undergrad in communications, just still trying to finish that up for a while now, but it's slowly coming to an end here. So I've been working on that, and then just I don't know. For the most part, I'm an outdoorsy guy. I love being outside, so I like being in Calgary. I get to go snowboarding stuff in the winter, and then riding my bike and whatnot in the summertime, and those are the big things, I guess, that I do outside of football.
Who's the funniest guy in the Bombers locker room? Is there any pranksters
there? Definitely Bruce Johnson, left without any question. I can just throw that one right out there. Yeah, Bruce Johnson's hilarious. Number 25, strong halfback. He's hysterical. It's never ending with him. We're always laughing, having a good time, and he can make anybody laugh. So that's pretty strong quality of his, and he definitely owns that title.
So if you weren't playing pro football right now, what would you be doing?
Honestly, like, I've just been so focused on football for the last 6 years. I just haven't really put much thought into it, but I don't know. I'm assuming something to do with sales or something along in that line, because I like being around people. I like getting along with people and communicating. So something within that area, I think, is where I'd be.
Who has the best flow in the Bomber locker room?
Ooh, the best flow. I'd have to go with Taylor Loeffler. I don't know if you could call it flow, but he's got the mean mullet that he's representing right now. So I don't know. I love when guys go all out with the haircuts and get extra greasy. So I got to say my favorite is Taylor's mullet that he's rocking right now.
What's the greatest movie of all time?
Ooh, geez, that's a big one. Holy, that was on the spot. I hate these questions because I always scramble and think of a thousand things when I'm asked what my favorite greatest movie of all time is. I'd have to say Ace Ventura, the pet detective.
That's a good one. I like that one. That one's good.
Yeah.
Most important question of the day, cats or dogs?
Dogs, absolutely, without a question. I don't know why I had to think about that.
Good answer.
I have one more quick one for you. It's a little bit more of a personal one here. I'm going to take you back to Pee Wee football back in Calgary here. You played with a buddy of mine. His name is Mike Becker. Do you remember him?
Mike Becker. You said Pee Wee football.
Yeah.
I didn't play Pee Wee football. I didn't start football until high school. Maybe it was another sport I might have played with him. Mike Becker?
Yeah.
God, honestly, I mean, I've hit my head a few times, so who knows? No. I don't know. I honestly, no, it doesn't ring a bell. It might have been another sport.
He said, oh man, say hi to Sam for me. And I said, I knew you'd like that. We were talking to him. He said, it's funny because he'll have no idea who I am. And I played with him for two years in midget football. The Bulldogs.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, yeah, midget. Sorry, I thought you were thinking younger. I was like, Mike Becker, I don't know. What do you know what position he played?
I think he was defensive tackle.
Oh, so I should totally know him then.
You can pretend you do and give him a little shout out then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, what's up, Mike? Go Bulldogs, baby.
Sam, thanks so much for talking to us this week. Have fun this Saturday, but don't have too much fun because we want to beat you guys.
All right, sounds good.
Take care, Sam.